every day before a storm comes along.
Right.
Okay? Now, having said that, what do we do about this situation?
Well, once again, if you know, we're back on the internet, ladies and gentlemen, so we got you covered. But the thing is what they're doing about it is they had to bring in hazmat to clean this stuff up. Because when you get, it doesn't have to be fracking water. Naturally occurring bad chemicals are down in the ground, period.
Of course.
Okay, and when you bring them up to the surface, you have an issue.
Okay.
And so that's what they're dealing with, because it is considered, the industry name for that water is thing. I worked for a company that treated that. Okay, the virgin oil and water down on Wilson Avenue.
We used to
treat D&L, you know, stuff.
I didn't think they were in
the virgin. Yeah, well, they, believe me, it was not virgin water.
Very dirty.
It was very dirty, and then, you know, and then we had all of this, you know, stuff left over that after it flows through all our filters, et cetera, and everything.
Right.
The water stinks. It's very volatile.
Right. And this is just my point. This is what Americans need to be educated about. I mean, once again, you've got the media saying, oh, it's Brian. Well, no, it's not Brian. You know, Brian is on the media. Listen, you can't drink it. Right. Right, exactly.
In a wrong world.
Well, the brine that comes into the water, or into the well, to get the oil out and the gas out, is man-made, too.
In the whole wide world.
But they also pump more down into
when they frack.
Right, right.
They have all kind of wells. They have fracking wells. They have wells.
Which I've talked to three different sources now. It's just fracking. You know, very part of the country, so don't worry about the fracking. Worry about the truth.
Well, they started to teach evolution.
Due to the shell, but it's a Marcellus shell. But deep the shell, I learned that there is a deadly odor.
But the class is done and graduation
sound. They did have a scare here in Ohio with the suit. Sensors went off. It dissipates rather quickly, because like those lakes in Africa, Central America, that when they turn over, the gas comes up and dies around it. That's the same gas for finding in the deeper shit.
Well,
let's see. The animals die.
We don't think it's that. Anybody, thank you.
Right. That's it. Producer, right. And then they have to. So. We can't tell the difference of the barrel. And if it's a barrel, it'd be like half a ton of gallons. There's no way to tell it.
In a very wrong world.
Yeah. First one, I produced my natural gas myself. That's a different story.
Oh,
in
my
a weary time, you're the only thing. Yeah, they can hook me up. God, trust me.
And I want to
see the world. And
it never changed in your mind.
Just provide
the world. You see, the nation is straight away. But now we're coming back to you, bro. They're calling wrong, right. And they're calling right, wrong.
Well, let's see. Global warming. Why are we doing it?
And I need you, Lord.
Oh.
And I praise your name.
Oh, right. Hey, how many songs
are there?
Well,
that is so cold.
D, and he went on to what? I think he went to porn first. Oh, I think he is a porn. I can't look at the president. I cannot lie. And I will give the president, you know, credit for what the president is doing. I think he has really solved these great problems. You guys agree with me? There's no jobs anymore. Yeah, that's why, you know, you know what? I guarantee you won't have a problem with America now. Serious, he did solve the immigration problem there.
Financial counselor by the name of Larry Burkett,
right.
A couple of books, a couple of fiction novels, and they were about the Illuminati and about this rabid environmentalism. This was back in the 70s, and he was actually part of his scenario in his book was Americans were fleeing the United States for Mexico because the economy was better down there.
What? Trust me. I mean, come on. That's the only place you can get guns now. Our president gives them to people in Mexico.
And it's, yeah, there's something like 50,000 gun murders there a year.
And they're not allowed to have any.
No.
Wow.
No civilians are allowed to own firearms.
Yeah, we kill 50,000 people in America with cars. They do it with guns in Mexico. They're not allowed to have Mexico or guns in Mexico, but they can't afford cars.
Well, what makes me crazy about this is they have the safe school model. Israel.
Yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
Every teacher's packing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With an Uzi or a Desert Eagle.
Sidearm.
Oh, yeah. They make the best weapons, don't they, over there?
Yeah.
You gotta give the Jews credit for something. They're good gun makers.
Yeah.
Well,
and the Mossad, they know how to take out people when they need them taken out.
Peru also has armed teachers.
I didn't know that. This is something on the side note of that. I didn't know that one of Iran's nuclear facilities just went boom.
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
wow, I didn't hear
last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very pleased to hear that.
I wonder how that happened.
Ah.
Oh, it was a meltdown.
Accidents.
Yeah, it was a meltdown.
You know, they didn't know what they were doing.
Well, hey. You know, the thing about, you know, what gets me with that whole situation, there's only one use for heavy water. Heavy water is used to make nuclear grade
plutonium.
For?
Weapons.
Only. So, what do they need heavy water for? Why do they have 4 heavy water plants over there? And for you guys that aren't in the know what heavy water is, it has an extra little couple H's onto it. You know, it's not H2O, it's like H4O, H5O, or something like that. You know, it's not Hawaii 5O, but it's like helium 5O.
Right.
So, anyhow, that's what heavy water is. And it's only used to make weapons-grade plutonium enriched, so you can make a nuclear bomb. Now, you know, it's kind of strange that these peaceful countries like Iran and North Korea have heavy water plants. It's kind of funny.
Well, North Korea hasn't made no bones about it.
They want the bomb.
They want a nuclear weapon.
Yeah,
and they want a delivery system.
Right, but our president says, oh, no, it's for peaceful means only. They should have nuclear power. Once again, what school did he go to?
Harvard.
Oh, geez. They must be producing a lot of dummies out of Harvard.
Please say it correctly.
Oh.
Harvard,
my dear chap.
Yeah, the Harvard.
Octagon Harvard, yeah.
I now know why the group coming out of Harvard calls themselves the Skull and Bones, because there's no brains in between anything.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a whole conspiracy show in itself. Is just, you realize that in the past 100 years, we've only had 3 presidents that didn't come out of Ivy League schools.
Nixon,
Reagan, and Johnson.
Huh.
All the rest of them went to Ivy League.
Well, one out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, you know, what they're trying to do, though, they let you know that that's how they set up the educational system in America.
Mm-hmm.
Is they set up regular schools and Ivy League schools.
To teach workers how to work.
Workers how to work
and
leaders
how
to
lead. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing, too, now I don't know whether that's a true story, but people are reporting that that plant did blow up in Iran. That would be a nice thing if it did. You know, I would be happy to say But right now, we're not seeing it.
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised. You know, America stands for freedom. We like to help freedom-loving people all around the world, except in China and Iran. When they have uprisings for freedom there, we just ignore it.
Right.
Is that kind of funny? I mean, there was an uprising in Libya. We were there. There was an uprising in Egypt. Oh, well, we can't help you there, you know, but because it's going to be successful. And now, you know, it's looking like, you know, hey, you know, we're not going to help Syria either. But, you know, yeah, it's kind of strange how we pick and choose who deserves to be free around the globe.
Right.
I mean, I think it should be all or nothing. We help everybody or we don't help anybody. What do you think?
No, I hear you. Well, we'll have to see what happens with all of that.
No, I mean, but do you remember the YouTube videos and everything coming out of Iran about how these, you know, murdering groups from Iran were going around shooting people because they were anti-government and there was all these protests?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why our government didn't step in then, assist then. Then we wouldn't worry about the nuclear program in Iran.
Well,
we can put the Shah back there. I mean, he's been dead for a couple of years, but we can put, you know, the Shahs from Sunset, you know, that show, we can put them back in power. They'd help us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they didn't get behind that Green Revolution, and they could have done that without troops, without arms.
Oh, yeah. All we need to do is say, hey.
We could have given them cell phones and copy machines, and that would have drove their own revolution.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Reagan did. That's what Reagan did with the Eastern Bloc, is they supplied them with fax machines, and so they could, so the dissidents could communicate.
Well, you know what Reagan said once? He said the most successful way we can have a revolution in the Eastern Bloc countries would to fly over and drop Sears catalogs.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to pay some bills, so we're not in the Sears catalog. Be right back.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can cook back to thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A natural gas leak forced the evacuations of some families in Niles last night. The homes affected by the leak are along Potomac Avenue. Some people were allowed back home around 10:30 p.m. There was no immediate word on what caused the leak. Police planned to keep the street closed until the problem was fixed. A man was critically injured when he was hit by a car in Youngstown last night. Emergency workers responded to the scene near Sunnybrook Drive and Canfield Road at about 7 o'clock. Police said a woman driving a sedan hit the victim, who was walking in the road and wearing dark clothing. It is unclear if the driver was cited or will face any charges. And firefighters are investigating after a home for sale caught fire last night in Youngstown. The home at 3451 Nielsen Avenue caught fire around 10 o'clock. Crews say the fire started on the third floor of the unoccupied house. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda because your agenda is anti-American, anti-free market, and anti-private property because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Join us for the 2013 Cumulus Career Fair at Antone's Banquet Center in Boardman, Wednesday, March 6th, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. The area's top employers will be on hand seeking candidates for future openings. Meet face-to-face with representatives from Scott's College, Four Wheel Hardware, Campus Family Services, Trumbull Business College, Brylex, Deering Compressor, Home Instead Senior Care, Avon Products, All Do It Services. The Cumulus Career Fair is free to all job seekers. Come dressed to interview, bring multiple copies of your resume, and make sure to sign in at the registration table. It all happens on Wednesday, March 6th at Antone's Banquet Center in Boardman. The 2013 Cumulus Career Fair. Doors open at 9 a.m. Employers, if you're looking for qualified workers and would like to be part of this event, then call the Career Fair hotline now at 330-783-1000 and ask for Brad Marshall. That's 783-1000. Cumulus Radio, your local career specialist.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
This is Sean Hannity, and you're listening to News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and friends, and we're getting ready to finish up the last of the first hour of the big show, and everybody's having... Oh, man.
See, every time I take my shirt off...
Man, put it back on, man.
Every time. Hey, what do you mean? I'm not getting paid. I need as many ones as I can get. Get your hands out of my pants. Sorry about that.
You're number one down, man. You are begging my needles over here. Anyway, good afternoon. The numbers here are 330-781-9600. I know I had a local caller trying to get in, so you give me a call back, and 1-347-945-5229 here on Monday afternoon, February the 11th, at 10 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock on WSOM 600 AM, your radio dial, and on iHeartRadio, WSOM 600 AM. As well, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. We're here to talk to you about what's on our mind and what's on your mind. And somebody told me that we could not be the creator of the world.
Creator of the world? No, I don't think.
Stanley, I think you meant to say we can't be the policeman of the world. Is that what you meant, Stan? Huh? Stanley, okay, yeah, I mean, it's probably what he meant.
Yeah, and you know what? I agree. I mean,
I would love to be Switzerland.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could be the neutral. Yeah, we can hold everybody's money, but not get involved. I would love that too.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We were talking in a break, and if I was king, I would pull all the troops home and I'd build 5 more Trident submarines.
Well,
that's the cheapest. That is the cheapest defense weapon we have is our nuclear arsenal.
Right, and we don't afraid to use it.
Local caller, you're on the line.
Yes, how are you going to fight China or North Korea? They have a million-man army in a North Korea, and they probably got a 10 million man army in China. So if this idiot wants to go fight these people, why don't you volunteer?
Hey, listen, you know what?
Wait. I did 20 years.
You know what? I don't think I would want to. I don't think we need to fight them. In fact, all we do is we need to starve them. We quit providing them with food, I think. Well, they have a massive amount of people are starving in North Korea every year. Or don't you read the newspaper or keep up with the news?
Yeah, but they already have a boycott, and it's not doing any good, is it?
Well, wait a minute. How many people starved to death in North Korea last year?
All you gotta do is look at a space photograph of the.
What an idiot!
Yes, you are, but we'll forgive you.
You are an idiot.
All you gotta do is look at a space photograph of Asia, and you can see the line where North Korea starts and South Korea stops because there's no lights there.
That's right.
So what?
Okay, listen.
Have you starved them out yet? And we had a boycott for 50 years and we still haven't starved them out. So how are you going to starve them out now?
Well, first of all, you have no idea of the amount of treaties that we have with North Korea and the amount of deals that we made with North Korea, because obviously you're not that intelligent. But we'll forgive you for that. You need to do your homework. You need to do your homework. We provide North Korea with tons of food each year in order
to go fight the North Koreans. And
this guy doesn't get it, does he?
No.
Hold on.
He doesn't get it.
Settle down. Settle down.
Yes, you are. But we forgive you.
Ben, stop it.
Settle down. And if you're going to fight another war with North Korea,
nobody said we had to fight a war with them. I said all we need to do is quit providing them with food.
And
they
don't
listen.
We're not providing them with food.
We provide them with millions of bushels of food a year.
Sure do, my friend.
For treatments through the UN. Like I said, do your homework.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
Tons of and
that's the UN.
The United States is the UN.
Yes, you are, but once again, we forgive you. Do your homework and you will educate yourself.
Yeah, right, yes. Why don't you leave the country if you don't like it?
Yes, if you don't like the country, you're more than welcome to leave. I love our country, and I'm going to stay.
Hey, whoa, Wolfgang,
calm down, you're going to have a heart attack.
Whoa, dude, I just left for the morning, a little young man. Hold up. No.
Give me 10 minutes, this guy will be in cardiac
arrest. No, he won't.
Stop, man, you get in trouble with that.
Thanks for calling in. I got a question, Ben.
Yes, ma'am.
When did the Pope start giving two-week notices?
It's 600 years ago, I guess.
I just want to know, when did the...
Wait a minute. I got something for you.
Wait.
Hey, local caller, listen to me.
Did he just ask for a gay A-rap?
He said, listen to this. Local caller, there's a headline. U.S. cuts food aid to North Korea over rocket launch. What?
Oh, wow. I guess I wasn't smart enough to know that.
Let's read that.
Read
that one more time, Ben.
U.S.
cuts food aid to North Korea over rocket launch.
Wow. Imagine
that. That was last March.
He's in cardiac arrest right now because he realized he's wrong.
No, because he was telling us that we didn't supply them with food.
Which is what I
just want to know. What is the Pope giving a two-week notice?
Well, you don't want to know that.
Were you listening on your way in?
You don't want to know that.
I just want to know what's up with that.
That's what I asked.
You don't want
to
know.
Because I wanted to.
He's going to be the last Pope, but that's not my question.
Well, I kind of...
You know, guys.
Confused.
Come on, Sal.
He has the opportunity to do so. It's just that it's unprecedented. The Popes have always been able to do this. However, I think this Pope Benedict has the wherewithal to understand that he is going to let somebody be more effective than he is in this condition. I mean, if you track his health, he has gone into, you know, his condition has gotten steady, gotten worse over the past, you know, 3 years. So
can you call
the
Supreme Court and tell them to do the same thing?
No, you need to call the White House and tell them to do the same thing.
We don't want any Supreme Court justices quitting right now.
No.
Tracy,
no.
You dropped you dropped the bomb, and I'm waiting for the mushroom cloud to show up.
No, but my question is, how much did the situation in America with the abuse, the Catholic priests abusing children, how much does that have to play into his decision?
None.
You don't think
anything? None.
Really?
None.
What do you think about that?
I don't think
that?
So.
What
did you say?
You think it's his health?
No. Let me tell you what it is. He's smarter than the fifth grader. See, the rest of them were smart. They just died there. He's like, I'm out and I'm going to watch what happens next.
But once again, he's putting himself out of a position of power. So,
no, it's not.
And I was like,
that's not a position of power. Being the ex-pope,
you're
the pope.
Great, but I thought the popes all prayed to God to make a decision to put in God's choice when they did that in that room and they had white smoke.
Well,
so is this my question?
Ben, don't play.
No, I'm not playing.
He's not playing. He's very serious about this. But go ahead, ask your question. I'll answer it.
My question is the Pope now telling God he's wrong by saying I resign?
No, he's just saying
I'm no longer able to fulfill my office.
In other words,
I can't read anymore.
How long has he been there? 7 years?
I don't know.
I think he's been there six years.
Almost 7 years. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So who's to say that that wasn't the, you know, the time he was supposed to be there and be over with? So, you know, this is no big thing in that way, but I know something else is coming. And so, you know,
not today,
not going deep.
But I just want to know, why does the man get a 2-week notice?
I just want to know.
I'm
trying to tell you, you don't want to hear it, don't ask.
Do they have to have another pope before this one leaves office?
No.
They'll have a. It'll be before the end of March, that's for sure. They'll call all the cardinals together.
So the Catholic Church is going to be popeless.
Yeah, again.
Yeah,
only for a day or so.
Just like our government's kind of hopeless, the Catholics are popeless.
You think they can call Bishop Murray? I think he'd make a great pope.
I think yes, I do. Think that'd be awesome.
No. No, won't happen.
Yeah, you're up.
Won't happen. Too much power. There'll be too much power.
Hold on, local caller.
Okay.
Hold on, local caller. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, that would put way too much power in the hands of the United States. If you're controlling the world and the Catholic Church, now I don't think that's going to happen.
Huh?
I basically said Obama wouldn't make a good pope. I agree.
What's Obama got to do with the pope?
Oh, she's a Muslim anyway.
Well,
what?
Yeah. You got a lot of people saying he's the savior. I mean, how many magazine covers have we seen having him depicted as Christ?
But that doesn't make him the pope.
Well,
they put him in a pope. They put him in a pope thing online.
Listen, if the president is Jesus, I want to be Pontius Pilate.
Ben,
what?
I hate when you play like that.
Well, hey, I mean, I'm just serious. I don't think his policies are good for America.
That had nothing to do with equating him to Christ.
I didn't equate him to Christ.
His name is not even Jesus. My question is, what does he have to do with the Pope? He doesn't follow anything the Pope says.
Neither do a lot of Catholics, but that's another story.
That's right, because they sure voted the wrong way.
But they're not Catholic.
They sure voted differently.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, when the Pope says abortion's a sin and you support a party that supports abortion.
But, right.
You're not supporting the Pope.
Does God supersede the Pope?
He better.
Yeah, but you can't tell that because the Pope is the infallible representative of God on earth.
Infallible what?
Wait, you know why?
Wait a minute. Stop, Ben. I got to get this straight. What is that? I mean,
infallible.
But,
you need to turn your mic back a little bit. He's the infallible representative of God on earth.
So what infallible means?
Not able to fail. He's got to be.
How does a man become infallible?
I don't know, but we'll find out after the news. I'll tell you that.
Jeff knows.
Oh,
Jeff knows. I didn't know that there was a person breathing that was infallible. Go ahead, Jeff.
The Pope is infallible.
I don't understand.
See you back on the other side of news. We'll talk about it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
Afternoons with Tracy and www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Roman Catholics stunned to hear the leader of their church is stepping down. Pope Benedict XVI says he's too weak to fulfill his duties and will resign at the end of the month. This reaction from a man in California.
It's remarkable to me in this day and age that he would step down.
It hasn't happened in 600 years. The announcement is setting off speculation about a successor. A conclave of cardinals will convene in March. Monsignor Stuart Sweatland at Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland.
I'm sure they'll make the decision, will they go younger or older? Will they stay with a European pope or Italian pope? Or will they go outside of Europe in the emerging church, which is so large throughout the world?
ABC's Aaron Katursky on whether an American might stand a chance.
Benedict handpicked the majority of the College of Cardinals, so it's likely someone with similar ideology would succeed him. Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, is charismatic and theologically conservative. He would be the first American-born pope to be elected. Historically, a so-called superpower pope has been taboo, and Dolan, though he has lived and worked in Rome, has never held a Vatican job. There are concerns about his knowledge of the workings of the church.
A new pope expected to be elected by Easter. The manhunt continues for an ex-cop wanted for three homicides. The city of Los Angeles is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the capture of Christopher Dorner.
The police department here remains on tactical alert, which means officers are staying on duty beyond their regular shifts. The LAPD says it needs extra manpower to hunt for Christopher Dorner and to provide protection to the officers and their family members who are named in Dorner's manifesto.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. More damage in Hattiesburg, Mississippi than first thought from yesterday's tornado. Governor Phil Bryant says 200 homes and mobile homes were damaged or destroyed, and more than 60 people were hurt. The governor is to tour the damage this afternoon. More severe weather is expected tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
If you haven't gotten your free credit report, you might want to. A new government study explains why.
One out of five of us have errors on our credit reports, according to a new study from the Federal Trade Commission. The major report, according to FTC officials, underlines the importance of getting copies of your credit reports free from the three credit bureaus that keep track of your loans, your payments, your mortgages, and your credit record. And the FTC says it's important to follow up with them when you see something wrong.
ABC's Vic Ratner. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is leading an effort to get restaurants and food manufacturers to lighten up on salt. The mayor says 21 companies have met targets, including Butterball Cold Cuts, Heinz Ketchup, and some Starbucks breakfast sandwiches. Bloomberg says Americans eat about twice as much salt as they should. Dozens of state and local health departments have signed up to follow New York's lead. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
You had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Affordable liability insurance from Safe Auto. For not a lot of money, you can protect yourself from your own mistakes. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive. so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Who's there for WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 at Bravo? Permission for taxi to take off runway 9 with information. Over.
Red Eye Flight 600, permission to taxi to runway 9 via Bravo to Charlie. Hold at the line. Over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 cleared for takeoff. Over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I stumbled upon your show recently. I find it very entertaining.
I appreciate it, sir. And by the way, most people stumble into the show. Very few people actually seek it out. They stumble into the show. By the way, another thing, too, over the years, I can't tell you the number of times that someone has told me that they found the show because they had to pee. They got up in the middle of the night to pee, and they turned on the radio, and there I was. And I said, so urine has brought us together.
This is the Valley's home for Late Night Talk with Red Eye Radio. This is News Talk 600. When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we are back once again. We got a full house here. We got the Lone Stranger. Miss Tracy's back. And myself in the air chair, along with Sticks and Ben. And
we're even now.
What'd you say?
We're even.
There you go.
Women are tripod.
You,
there's three of us men. Here.
Man, you.
Yeah.
Now we're
on an even playing field.
Why you want to start that on Valentine's? Oh. Tracy, the audience agrees with us.
No comment.
You know. Be gentle, because I'm the closest to her.
Yeah. Before we did in that, local caller, you've been waiting. Go ahead and talk to us.
Okay. All of our true enemies want to reduce the world's population by 2/3 and would welcome a race war, as Reverend Wright and others that I've heard advocate, and we'd be playing right into the hands of these elites.
You're right.
Research... Rule by Fear or Rule by Law, written by Lewis Seiler, S-E-I-L-E-R, and Dan Hamburg. Dan Hamburg was or is a congressman. This article was in the Houston Chronicle and the San Francisco Chronicle. I had my librarian pull it up for me because I'm computer literate, but she found it in the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh.
It tells about the FEMA camps built by Halliburton, no bid contracts under Bush, that will hold 8 million people at one time, of course. Also mentioned shackles in the boxcars. History repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here when your grandfather lost his 100-acre farm.
Uncle.
Nor was I responsible for it. But some of you were not here in 1929 when my grandfather lost all of his money in the bank. And I can't hold any of you responsible for that either. But the same breed of people that did your grandfather and my grandfather are now doing all of us. And that, Tracy and Friends, is fact. And united, we may have a chance. And I hope that we unite. And I further want to say to God bless this country and all of you, all of us, will need it for what's coming.
Thank you.
And a hypothetical question. If I saw you loaded up, would you want my help? And vice versa. Would I want your help? You bet your sweet boopy.
Thank you, caller.
I'm going to use that.
No.
Boopy, baby. Boopy.
Boopy.
Betcha, sweet boopy. That's the new phrase.
That's the new catchphrase.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
We were talking beforehand, and Ben had brought up the fact that under the health care law, they have the right to come get your and seize your property if you don't pay for health care, which is absolutely asinine and crazy. And so what the man was saying there might not be far-fetched at all. Mm-hmm. So 412, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alex.
Alex White, Barry's little brother. Just do one time for me. Say, playing your game, baby.
I don't know nothing about that, man.
Oh, man.
That's
you got for you gotta get started.
Wait.
He's from the Yo. His people is from the Yo. He got to know something about it. go ahead, my friend.
I wanted to bring up a topic with you guys. Are y'all paying attention to, at least the latest developments with this guy, Christopher Dorner, that's pretty much going to war with the LAPD?
Yeah.
The guy seems, it seemed like he's pretty much snapped, after, fighting with him for 5 years. But he's pretty much... well put together, other than, just other than snapping. But the thing that's highly alarming to me is that they recently announced that he is the first person that they're using drones to target on American soil.
I just posted that on my Facebook page.
Yeah, and I think this is huge, and honestly, I think that everybody from Barack Obama to every congressman that voted for the change in the laws for this to happen should be impeached. And I'm not exaggerating at all. I believe that this is impeachable. There's just so many constitutional rights, so many rights that have to be violated for them to even use these drones in American airspace. And I think Obama should be impeached, and every senator and every congressman that voted for these changes should be impeached. And I just want to know what y'all thought about it.
Question for you, for guys, because I was just reading this and I just posted it to my Facebook page also. Mm-hmm. This young man who they are after, his beef with the LAPD is because of wrongful termination, and he said they lied on him. They said they set him up and they lied on him, and he's a marksman, and he's been trying to fight it for the last 5 years. And now, without due diligence, he just went nuts, and then now they're going to look into it. And it looks like he did this almost like a John Q for his son. He did it to draw attention to what was really going on.
Right.
In the LAPD.
Yeah, but you don't murder people to prove your point.
You don't murder people to prove your point, but if I snap on it, you don't kill me with a drone either and spy on me like that. You don't, because the people they have to spy on with a drone to get to one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. I forget, something like they said within 5 years they'll be operating like 17,000 of these things.
On American airspace.
In the whole country.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're going to use them. The Department of Agriculture wants to use them to make sure that you're not, you don't have too many cows. See, you can have too many cows. Seriously, you can.
What do you mean I'm going to have too many cows?
There's a regulation that says after you go over so many head of dairy cattle, you have to get a permit. Because now you're not a farm anymore, you're an industrial operation. And that's one of the things that they want to use these drones for.
Yeah, I mean, our Fourth Amendment rights are just out the window.
Look what they tried to do with the runoff in Virginia. They were actually going to take people's homes by eminent domain to change the runoff patterns.
Right.
And the state stopped them.
You know, last Friday when this started breaking more than, you know, just a little bit, I brought it up because I believe the man was telling the truth about what he saw. And I believe that the whole system backed up themselves and they hid themselves. You know, this is L.A. Police Department. Let's go back. Let's just say O.J.
No. Go back. Rodney King.
Rodney King and O.J. All right. You give me both of them because neither one of them got due diligence justice in those situations. O.J. was put in jail all that time, and then because he had that, they fooled him into doing something again, and they have him. You know, he never was the smartest man in the world, but.
Oh, he ain't. No. This guy ain't stupid.
This guy ain't stupid at all.
This guy's smart. I mean, you got to realize that his training, we've trained him to be where he is.
Not only that, he's a pilot, too.
Ooh. He's also disappeared. So.
They said this morning that they're having people at little airports watch airplanes because he's a pilot.
Because there's a million-dollar bounty on his head.
So what are the odds that they find Bigfoot before they find him?
Well, pretty.
You know what? Hey, Teresa, you just brought up something that also is very irritating to me. Now, they just put a bounty on his head, but, you know, they was making all this noise about the bounty that was put on George Zimmerman's head, saying, oh, you know, you can't do that, but they put a bounty on this man's head, though.
You got a point there.
Well,
why is it okay to put a bounty on his head but not George Zimmerman?
Well, law enforcement bounties and bounties from the public are two different things. Zimmerman had a bounty from the public,
Now, wait a minute, guys. Now,
football players couldn't use a bounty either.
But now, wait a minute, hold on. Then it's true. See, now wait a minute. Now, when you look at the bounty on this guy's head, even from the police department, remember this is all about the police department treating him unfairly. So them putting a bounty on his head is like me putting a bounty on Zimmerman's head if I'm on Trayvon Martin's side.
Don't you remember? Mayberry RFD and Guru, Goldman Rest. Citizens arrest!
If y'all a citizen and y'all listening in Los Angeles, you better leave Citizen alone because Citizen got a gun and he got bullets. But now I got a question for y'all because I got to throw gun regulation into this also.
Yeah.
Now, this man is allowed to have a gun because he's a marksman. He's a trained policeman. He was fired from a job. Was he a Navy SEAL?
No.
He was a lieutenant in the Navy. He was a
Navy guy. Yeah.
But he's a trained marksman, though.
He's
a trained marksman.
And so now he may have an arsenal of guns. Should we go back to gun control? Because the president's going to give his State of Union address tomorrow, and he's actually going to do everything, and then he added in jobs.
California has already put legislation in the works to confiscate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Semi-automatic rifles.
This has nothing to do with gun control. I mean, honestly, if what the guy is saying is true, then this is the very reason why there shouldn't be gun control, because this is the natural check that the founders had intended for there to be in place for the citizens to protect themselves against corruption by their own government. And so by them using this as a reason to take the weapons is a very demonstration of the tyranny that the founders were talking about.
There is something floating around the internet. I received it from two different sources, one on Facebook and another through another website. But there is something going around on the internet stating that this guy is going to be targeted by drones.
Yes.
I'm
not kidding.
Carolina.
I'm serious.
No. We spent like 20 minutes talking about that.
Sal, put one hand out in front of you, okay?
And slap it with the other.
And let the little hand on the right. The other hand up is that. I will listen to Tracy and friends before I speak.
All right. Now listen.
What do you think we're talking about?
I've got a serious question now, okay?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
The gentleman that they are targeting with these drones, is he the next Samuel Adams or Timothy McVeigh?
No.
I think he's a guy who was on TV.
Well, that's one or the other.
Who did Samuel Jackson play when he hijacked when he hijacked all the people inside the office of Eternal Affairs because they lied on him.
Okay. Negotiator.
The hostage.
There you go. He's a negotiator.
He's called a negotiator.
So you think this guy's the next negotiator? But seriously,
no, I think.
Or will this go down in history as the start of something bigger than what it really is?
I don't. Well, you know, but you know, he's an Obama supporter.
Who?
This guy.
Oh.
How do you know that?
Well, he's black. Said it.
No. He said it. It was in his manifesto.
He did say that.
He should be shocked.
They're not telling you in the news that he likes all the left wingers. He loves Nancy Pelosi. He loves I just thought of a person that would fit his MO. Right. But anyway, loves Nancy Pelosi, Chris Matthews, and tells what's her name in the afternoon, do great things because you brought a new entertain those people and show them different about your sexual, you know, your sexuality.
Ellen
DeGeneres.
Jeff, don't listen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about any of that.
Right.
It's all good.
Oh, I hear you.
Nancy Pelosi said we don't have a spending problem.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry about it.
We don't have... Wait a minute. I got to take my glasses off. We don't have a spending problem.
Because
really, and Chris Matthews says, well, what about this? We're 16.5. Oh, we don't have to worry about that because we're going to do this and we have done this. And he said, yeah, but you haven't addressed this. And she gives that little.
Jeff, don't worry about it.
She is incoherent.
She
needs to be taken and locked up.
No, don't worry about it. She's
a politician.
No, because actually. How much, Alex? How much does drones cost? To for one.
Depends.
It depends how sophisticated you want it. I mean, they can, you know, they can run anywhere from, you know, a few hundred, like maybe $300,000 up to you know, a few million.
Okay, so let's pick the average price of $1 million. And how many drones are we gonna have flying around?
17,000.
Yeah, it's supposed to be over 16,000. There's no exact number yet, but there's over 16,000 already in production from orders.
Individualized and promoting a healthy.
So we're going to have $17 million floating around in the air trying to spy on Americans?
You're going to have a whole bunch of millions over your head.
I thought we were broke.
Control. They are broke. It doesn't matter because this is the world. These are the world progressive.
And you know the only way.
These are the people
down,
we've been.
Jeff, I was called a progressive this morning, so be careful.
Well, here's what I'm telling you. I understand you were called a progressive, but it has nothing to do with the term of the people that want to wipe out 2/3 of the world population at least. They're real. You know, and people, oh, you're crazy. That's a conspiracy. No, and it's not a conspiracy. It's what these people want to do.
But now, you know, listen, let's slow down for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is talking about drones. I'm talking about guns. You're talking about wiping out the population. My question is, why don't we trust the government?
Because they're all the same people that are doing all these things.
Talking about, well, talking about
because
about
we're,
cows,
cause we're not,
and,
we're not
and
supposed
then,
to.
You know, he's just talking about football.
Oh, that's right.
So what, I mean, why do... What's up? Why don't we just trust the government? Because they're our friend.
We're not supposed to trust the government. And Jefferson and Washington, all of them, they warned us against it. That we're not supposed to. That's the reason why the Constitution was written the way it is. And it's just insane that, you know, mostly Democrats and liberals, they try to – they just completely turn the Constitution on its head, and it's just completely backwards what they try to push, that we're supposed to trust our government for everything. And that's just completely opposite of the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be distrustful of the government
and
trust ourselves, trust your common citizens to look out for each other. And that's the problem. Everybody's looking up, waiting for the federal government to do everything, and that's why everything is so bad. Social problems, economic problems, everything, it stems from that.
So when is it time for we the people to rise up and form a militia in order to control our own destiny and reinstate the Constitution?
That would be now. Oh. Done. Go ahead.
When you say militia and forming one, it's okay. Here's the thing. You know, when you start talking about that, you got to go through the right channels first.
Mm-hmm.
Militia and violence should be the absolute 100% final option that you have. Be ready for it, but, you know, let it be your final option.
I mean, it already happened in Pennsylvania. They had a revolt there.
What revolt?
The Whiskey Rebellion.
Okay.
Okay? And where the state militia was actually raised up against the government because of the whiskey that was being made. Yes, over taxes. So we've already had one in this country. So
and don't forget Shays' Rebellion.
Right, and then there was, you know, the Civil War was a rebellion also against the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unprecedented. It's just, you know,
are we as sophisticated as our forefathers when it comes to? I mean, think about it. Because remember, they knew about. I mean, we're talking about drones. I don't think if some of the forefathers and the establishers of our country were alive today. In this day and age, I don't think they would be as passive about this as we are today. Because right now we're talking about stuff and people are not paying attention.
Let me tell you what. If we were alive 120 years ago, the president would have been challenged to a duel the day he got elected. It's just fact.
I don't want to go back. I don't want to beat up on President Obama because it's
not because
no.
Of the
no. Let me say this is bigger. See, this we pigeonhole President Obama. This is bigger than him.
He's a pawn.
And so we keep on, you know, throwing darts at his head because we see his face. But it's not his face that I see.
No. No.
Wouldn't you say that? I mean, guys, are we in consensus with
right.
that?
I'd say it's 90% of the elected politicians in D.C.
Yeah, Ben, himself?
I'll tell you the thing that I think it is. You know, it's a, hear me on this. It's the what came out of the 60s that's put us into this situation. The passivity of men being passive, and the feminist movement. Because if you look, if you study the feminist movement, you'll see everything that's happening right now was outlined in that. And that went along exactly with what Ayers and his crew, not particularly him, but that mentality. And all those guys, this is what they're saying they're willing to do, and this is exactly what's happening.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I believe this is just a manifestation of a hippie agenda.
So you're
yeah,
because
when you look at the flower
yeah.
children,
mm-hmm.
love,
right.
and all that
a hippie
stuff.
Agenda.
And Bill Ayers said they were going to have to kill 25 million people.
I mean, what Jeff said is hippie. I mean, do you agree or disagree, Jeff? I mean, when mm-hmm. you look at the hippie agenda. Look at that whole peace movement, smoke reefer, stay high, everybody come along, get along, let's go out and hang out in the park and swing the flowers, no peace, no war, everybody's
no, good,
do it.
I think the progressive have used that movement to their advantage.
But now let me ask you this. I mean, look at the stand that Jane Fonda, look at the stand that John Kerry took in the 60s, and look where they are today, and look who's driving agenda today.
Yeah.
I can't believe John Kerry is Secretary of State. What do you mean you can't believe? He should have been tried for treason.
And taken out and shot because it was during wartime that he did it.
He should have been tried for treason. And don't give me that crap when he was running for the presidency. Well, I didn't throw away my medals. I threw away my ribbons. Anybody that's in the service knows they're the same thing. You wear ribbons on a daily basis to represent your medals.
Thank you.
It's like saying I threw the license plate over the fence and not the registration.
Sticks, tell us how you really.
That's
feel.
Right, Sticks. He's absolutely
I got no use. I got no use for any former military member.
But
who talks bad about other military members.
But I, Mr. Sticks, I'm greater than you because I'm rich.
And I
anyway,
but I'm only rich because I'm married rich.
But
so
I'm
married
rich
up.
Because I got a crazy wife now, and I had one that I divorced and took her money. 330-831, you're on the air.
Hi.
I'm
glad that Sticks said that because I feel exactly the same way. It just makes my skin crawl every time I watch him on television.
So is it time to join the militia?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
Fair enough.
But,
Ben, what is your fixation on the militia, man? You just want to shoot somebody or what?
Yes.
I think we need another. I think we need another party. I've thought that before. I thought that actually when Herman Cain was running for president and he got treated the way he did, I really did, but I was afraid to say it, and now I'm ashamed I was afraid because you guys would have thought I was brilliant if I would have said it then, because now it sounds okay, but, you know, I really did. I just, I, I need to talk to you guys about this because many people think I'm crazy. And mm-hmm. you guys talk about this, and it's real. And I'm just so glad you're there. And you know, you have the older gentleman that calls, and he doesn't give his name yet. You know, yes. he is Jack, did you say?
No, we don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Well, let's call him Jack.
Okay, we'll call him Jack.
Okay, let's call him Jack. Because
no, not that one, the other one.
Oh.
No, because
the one from Dover.
Because we don't know Jack.
That's
right.
Jack from Dover.
Here's one thing. Jack from Dover knows,
but the other Jack don't know Jack.
Well, I don't know.
That's not Jack.
We don't know Jack, but Jack knows.
Jack knows Jack.
I don't think he's crazy, and I don't think he's some of our chat room is saying here.
No, South Carolina, no. I have to answer you, too. No, I don't want to shoot anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to see it come to that. But, you know, if we don't do something and don't do something soon, they're going to be building ovens.
Well, but you know what they did? Do you realize what we've done? We have made such a passive state of community and of people, mm-hmm. of Americans,
right.
of citizenry.
Right.
I don't think if we rose, we would be able to rise because they wouldn't know what to do in a rise.
Well, but
our young people are as dumb as clowns.
There are a lot of militia groups throughout the country that are training, not young people, but not necessarily rise up against the government, but to protect their own, in case their own constitutional rights and their own neighbors in case of a civil breakdown.
But see, you can't really do that.
You can as long as the sheriff says you can.
But yeah. The sheriff doesn't say you can. Are you following? I mean, let's go back. Hold on.
Arpaio did.
Hold on. Let's go back to Cal. No, he's not. He is a nut job. He is a man who's being perceived as a nut job, not really getting the information out that he needs to get out, except for real, real white right wing blogs.
But he just did a very intelligent thing. He just armed several hundred people to protect schools.
But
he created a posse through his powers as sheriff.
Very intelligent.
In fact, last weekend they did a mock school invasion.
But look at what we're talking about. I mean, really think. Look at this guy out in California with the drones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Do you really think that we are that savvy that we could be able to do that?
Here's something you got to remember. I got this email today. Just this year. In Wisconsin, the eighth largest army in the world was in the woods. There were 600,000 men
in the woods hunting. They were hunting. But the question is, those people that are hunting, do you? Because a lot of them were liberals that voted for this administration.
Very few.
Then they didn't vote at all.
Yes, you're right.
Are you following what
yes.
I'm saying? I mean, you have to look at the passiveness of these people.
We know there were 3 million conservatives that did not vote
in the election. So what I'm saying is, look at how passive people are
mm-hmm.
when it comes to their engagement of right and wrong in this country. Because right now we ought to be up in arms over just the drones, let alone of our Second Amendment right, let alone what's going on.
In fact, it's open season on drones around my house.
Tracy, yeah? how many people during the Civil War do you think knew about what was coming down the pike? Here's the thing. Not a whole lot of them had. Not a whole lot of them. But the thing about it is once they heard about it and once they knew exactly what was going on, it was a mad scramble to enlist on both sides.
But it took something
But what happens when you find out, when people actually find out what's going on mm-hmm. and they become engaged, right now they're not engaged. Trust me. There's a lot of people I know when I start talking about some of the things that I see every day, just in browsing the internet.
Yeah, but South Carolina, but something always
happens.
Once
they get engaged.
Something always.
Once they become engaged.
Yeah, but.
But you got to blow up something for people to get engaged.
Something always precedes a major movement like that. Now, we got John Brown's raid. Everybody knows about that. Harper's Ferry. Correct?
Not everybody knows about that.
Not everybody knows about it? You don't know about it?
No.
You know about John Brown, a preacher from Ohio. Okay. And some of his family members and some of his friends attacked an arsenal in Maryland in order to obtain weapons to free slaves. That was way before the Civil War started.
There's a song named John Brown.
Yes,
wasn't
there,
John?
Is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it was a World War II
right.
song.
Right. There's a song named John Brown.
Yeah.
What's the song, Josh?
I don't know.
Say.
I don't know.
John Brown's boots are polished so fine. John Brown's spurs may jingle and shine. On his shoulder comes a flower in his head, a glass of red wine. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
when I was young, I wasn't much of a patriot.
No, and hold on. And John Brown was well, a lot of his posse was cut down by the federal government, and he was actually tried and hung. Okay? So, I mean, in order for America to change again, is there going to be another? Who's the next John Brown?
Just look at these numbers, because people that hunt and fish are more likely to be more patriotically minded than those that don't.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
You got 700 this last deer season. You had 600,000 people in Wisconsin, 750,000 in the woods of Pennsylvania, 700,000 in Michigan, and 250,000 in West Virginia.
But how, how many people are part of the NRA?
Go ahead.
How many people?
The NRA.
I got
my hands are up.
Yeah. I know you guys got double hands.
They were getting 8,000 new memberships a day there for a while.
Right. So my question is, I mean,
something
I'm looking
like
for,
eight,
but,
eight,
but people
failure.
Are still. Well, so why are we allowing things to get to where they are? Why do we have to blow up something for people to wake up?
Because John Brown hasn't stepped forth yet. The next one hasn't stepped forth yet. That's my point.
Sing, y'all.
No, here's
proactive and reactive, Tracy. Proactive and reactive.
You know, here's the thing. You have people that are now afraid. You've created a nation full of wusses, to say it nicely, because we can't say nothing else over the air.
I'm glad.
Okay, but wow, what does that have to do with you, Tracy?
No, just checking.
Anyway,
the same thing
wusses.
Was said by the abolitionists in the northern states when it came to we need to stand up, we need. They didn't rely on the federal government to make a change.
But listen to what I'm talking about, the apathetic attitude of the American citizenry to where we are so pathetic, we have no idea how this system works.
How else do you think
works.
Slavery could exist in this country?
So we're still back in slavery again.
Exactly. And until America wakes up, until John Brown steps up and starts people thinking
that. I think there are a lot of us trying to be John, but where's the Brown in it?
Because
I've got issues. You can't have drones going out and trying to find fugitives.
I agree.
Yes, South Carolina.
In order to make a cake, you got to do what?
You got to crack
an
egg.
There you go. That's what's going to happen.
You ain't got to crack the egg. Look at what's going on in our community, guys. That's just rude.
Yeah, and they take away the guns in the inner city, and people start getting run over.
Oh,
Not today, Ben.
Hey guys, you think it's worth the time to create another one of those petitions like people did to secede, but another petition to request the resignation and or impeachment of the president and list all the members of Congress
Alex,
that might start it right there.
You are nothing but
Wait a minute. Two states already have open petitions to secede the union. One is Georgia, the other one's Hawaii.
Listen to what I'm saying. Alex.
Yeah.
You talking like that, you are just against this man because of he's black.
you racist hillbilly, you.
Well, Alex, these petitions were around a long time before our president was.
This has nothing to do with him being black, but, you know.
And why did you say this about President Bush? Why did you say this about Bush?
Oh, I've been saying this about Bush, about the Patriot Act. He should have. I believe he should have been impeached for the Patriot Act.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I
think,
I stand by that today. And I was screaming about that the entire time. And I was so mad when he got elected again. I was like, you know what? The Americans deserve what they get. Then that's how angry I was.
Why is it that the American people can't stand maximum freedom when that's the answer to everything?
Because it's maximum responsibility. Listen, Six is looking at me like a deer in headlights.
You know, I like responsibility, Tracy, myself. I do.
Yeah, but you got to work for it.
I like it. I like responsibility.
Maximum freedom is maximum responsibility. You have to be responsible for your own life.
Right.
And if you are, if you don't want the total responsibility for your own life, you don't want to be free. But people have equated freedom with free.
So basically what you're saying
free
is
stuff
that
is
we're, back in, we're back in a slave mentality state.
Like, well,
there you go.
There you go.
And it used to be,
I
mean, shackles on your feet.
Now it's on your mind.
Right.
Correct.
I mean, I would be perfectly happy if they would take down all the TSA stuff and just let everybody pack on an airplane.
That's really the solution right there. I mean,
you better believe it.
That was the only reason why. I mean, if you believe the official story, that's the only reason why they were able to hijack those airliners on 9/11, because of stupid federal law saying you can't have a firearm on an airplane. But if people were allowed to open carry or just carry in general, then I highly doubt they would have been able to.
They would have never
that.
Attempted it.
Yeah.
It would have been more Yamamoto's theory. You know, there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass.
No doubt about it. But, you have to take a look at 216. We're going to hold you up till after our little bottom of the hour break here. And we're going to pay a couple bills and get this stuff out the way. You're listening in the afternoon with Tracy and Friends. The number's here at 330-781-9600. Or 1-347-945-5229. We'll be back after these messages. You guys can talk in the chat room.
I'm Mark Lavoie.
Okay, so who's 216?
Is this the chat room?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I feel honored.
So,
I've never been in the chat room. Thank you.
Well, what's your name? What are you going to let us talk to? What are we going to be calling you?
My name's Troy.
Troy, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I've called a
couple
times.
Are you in the Ohio area, or are you from somewhere else?
I am. I'm from Cleveland,
okay.
But I drive around the Youngstown area for work a lot, and I'm in the and I pick up.
Well, I think that South Carolina is on there. I think he's still there. And I think Alex is still there.
Two of my favorite characters. I love those two guys.
Yeah. They can come to dinner anytime, but I think they're going to have to get a plane ticket.
Alex's libertarian views and
I don't know where Alex is from.
Yeah, I'm originally from Youngstown, but I live in Orlando now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's an honor to be on with you guys. You guys are like your characters I listen to every day on the radio, and it's fun to be on with you. So you guys are like celebrities to me.
I'm telling you, when we were talking and I didn't get to say, you know, I think the, do you guys know what the Bobo Society or Bobo's Paradise, do you know that the book I'm referring to?
No.
It was written, and it's about a society that goes and gets a Starbucks coffee. No, I'm just using Starbucks. I mean, you know, an expensive coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not have food in their refrigerator. They drive, you know, immaculate SUVs. And they don't have real jobs. They have degrees, but their jobs aren't even adequate to pay. You know, they're still living off of mommy and daddy. And I see that mentality is growing. And it used to be just be 20-year-olds. But now I see 40-year-olds doing it. And when I read the book the first time, I kind of just thought nothing about it. I read it the second time, and it's today. You know, they were talking about the society, you know, the feminine. And I agree with South. I remember when that happened. I graduated from high school in 1974. And, you know, we were not allowed to wear pants, you know, jeans, slacks. You wore skirts, stockings, and you could not have bare legs. There was nothing wrong with that. You know, no one ever said anything about that. You know, then all of a sudden the feminine movement came. And, you know, we were back into blue jeans and looking like men. And
that was supposed to mean equality, though. It means I'm equal. I can do what a man does. But it creates problems for you.
I wanted to say there's not enough pain going on. People don't.
Oh, I agree with you.
Everyone's got a big screen TV and a cell phone and PlayStation. Who cares about drones? I mean, there's, in a way, I agree with it. I, you know, part of me thinks you guys are nuts. you know, like the world coming to an end. Where is the world coming to an end? Everything is great, actually. We're probably living in the richest country in the world of all times. Where is the problem? And I'm just saying this to kind of play devil's advocate, but I think a lot of people feel that way. Where is the problem? We're all loving life. We're watching the Grammys. We're playing our PlayStations. Every kid in the house has a cell phone. Where's the problem? So they got drones. So what? I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying I believe that, but...
And then they
but that's
came
why there's no John Brown. That's why there's no John Brown. Why would there be a John Brown? No one's hurting right now. We're all doing pretty darn good. We got the richest poor people in the world.
Well, I am.
Are you hurting?
Oh, yeah. Because of the simple fact that I'm seeing a whole generation, matter of fact, a whole section, or I guess you can call it a subsection of people, that's being annihilated.
They're coming back up in the chat room, so we're going to hear from you here just in a second. But we're talking about
it's open mic, and
we were just talking about the drones. This gentleman out of California. Oh boy, out of California.
Jeff, I just blew out.
She's trying to damage my eardrums again.
I turned his headphones up, trying to. Get
oh Lord,
out.
Have mercy! Trying to turn yours up, huh? Mm-hmm. You must be plugged into the same one, right?
I know.
Because that one is automatically one, and if you plug in the one and turn it up, they bleed at the ears.
I turned it way up.
Yeah, you did.
Way up.
Anyway, 216, you're on the air. Talk to us.
Okay, I'll tell you what we were talking about in the chat room. What I said briefly is there is no John Brown because everybody's happy. Nobody cares. We all got our big screens. We all got our PlayStations. We all got our cell phones. Most people, where's the problem? So they got drones. So what? We're all happy. We're watching the Grammys. We're loving life. Why should there be a John Brown?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying I believe all that, but this is what most people think, and I do too, kind of.
Everything is good, right?
Yeah. I don't see too many people, you know, hurting real bad. Now, South Carolina was saying he's hurting a little bit. But overall, this is a pretty happy country. I mean, why would John Brown emerge? And if John Brown does emerge, we're going to throw him right in jail. We're going to say, what's the matter with you? What, are you crazy?
We're going to hit him with a drone.
How much
I
is unemployment?
Exactly what's going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, unemployment's been the same for years, though, hasn't it?
No.
Not this big.
No, it's kind of high right now.
Now, when you have 50% of the people, at least, that are on public assistance of some sort.
What's wrong with that?
Here's
who's working
about,
to pay
about
that?
Here's the thing about drones, guys.
Go ahead.
You've got drones that are loaded to the teeth, you know, with missiles and with guns and things like that. Those are the ones that they're the active drones. What concerns me are the passive drones. The guys up there, the ones that's up there that's doing the listening, the ones that's up there that's doing the electronic warfare, the ones that's jamming your cell phone signal. The ones that can take an electromagnetic pulse and take out a whole electric substation, take down the whole grid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that exists. They don't believe that exists, but it does, trust me. And it's been around for a long time. Huh?
So
an electromagnetic pulse. An electromagnetic pulse, of course, can take out a electrical substation. It happened. It has happened. It has happened by accident in the United States.
Solar flare can take out.
Do you think there's a big evil plot by the American government? Is that what you guys? That's what you guys sound kind
no,
of crazy.
No, I'm saying there's a big capability, and with the right mind and with the right people, and with the people being so passive,
And that's
why
we can vote these people out
like
anytime we want. We can vote them out.
The problem is, caller, a fellow by the name of John Silveria wrote a very interesting book. It's a series of columns called The Coming American Dictatorship. And we don't realize the coming American dictatorship is not going to be our politicians. The coming American dictatorship is going to be the bureaucracies that we have allowed these people to create that are accountable to no one. And that's where the concern lies.
When you have
yeah, there was even elections in communist Russia. I mean, elections and all this you know, this bureaucracy means nothing. It doesn't mean we're free in any way, shape, or form.
When you have your former Speaker of the House actually say in her own words that we do not have a spending problem in America.
We don't have
a spending problem. You got to really take a look at that. When you are, you know, $16 trillion in debt and growing exponentially, you know, every second, and you still say that there's not a spending problem, and you understand that not enough people are putting into the coffers to get money out the coffers, and yet we have an entitlement mentality that we have almost 50% of people on assisted living.
Right.
Come on now. We got to look at this. That doesn't sound good. That's
no.
a bad budget.
And what's really scary is these people are writing tax policy, and the government has never been able to collect more than about 18% of GDP, no matter what the tax rates are. Because if they raise the tax rates, then the economy contracts because of overtaxation. But they're making tax policy, and they don't even understand this. They're insane.
And they understand it.
And so, 216, when you say this, and this is the issue, you know, we need to really listen to what our politicians are saying, because they're definitely not doing what is best and what is in the best interest of the American electorate or the American citizenry.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I agree with you, except, again, I still will say there's not enough pain. That's why people don't care.
Well,
there's not enough bad things going on right now in this country.
No.
People are happy.
And I agree with you to a point.
But you know what? I don't have to touch fire to know it burns.
That has nothing to do with it if you don't know there is a fire.
No, no, no. You can see the blue.
No. If you're looking, you can see the blue.
Okay. My mom, I learned this from a very, very wise guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Tracy, you don't have to learn everything by experience.
No.
So if you touch the flame and say, don't touch, you know, the stove goes out. You know, the gas stove, you got the crazy top. If there's no fire, you say, Tracy, don't touch the stove. Because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
But Tracy, you're forgetting my theory about the three kinds of people on the planet. You got the people that you tell them don't pee on the electric fence; it'll hurt. Then you got the people that pee on the electric fence once and never do it again. And then you got the people that pee on the electric fence over and over and over again and can't figure out why it's hurting. And that's the problem. Very few people are in that first category.
Don't we understand that they're dividing America? And that, I mean, you got women, men, black, white, old, young, gray hair, non gray hair, Latino, Asian, you know, East, North, Republican, Democrat, rich, poor. We got all these divisions, and
right.
you never get away by dividing.
Instead of melting pot, we become a salad bowl.
Right. So when you know, so caller 216, I have a problem. I think you're right. We haven't felt the pain, but the question is, how much pain do I have to be in to realize I'm being raped?
I don't know. More than this.
No, go ahead.
No one's upset. I mean, there's a very small percentage of people that are upset. Most people are pretty happy with what's going on. I don't agree with that. I'm just telling you what it is.
I said it earlier, too, because, you know, it's like, you know, we need a John Brown, but John Brown won't rise because John Brown's happy.
When John Brown does come, it's going to be too late, you know, because if people who are, like, aware of what's going on, you know, like the government props up so many things to keep the John Brown pacified, you know, with the, like, the different public assistance and different things like that. It keeps the John Brown pacified, even though, you know, our money it doesn't buy anything anymore. You know, like a loaf of bread has increased 20 times in the last 40 years. Our pays haven't gone up 40 times. The median pay hasn't increased 40 times in the last 40 years. So why isn't people, you know, upset? Well, the people that can't afford it, you know, they're not complaining. And people who can't, well, they get assistance. And so
that's right.
And so that's really the problem. But it's only going to last so long. And that breaking point, I believe, I believe, is when the rest of the world refuses to accept the U.S. dollar. That's going to be the point where the whole house of cards is going to fall apart. And that's when all these John Browns are going to come up. But by then, we're going to have about 25,000 drones in the U.S. airspace. And that's when, you know, I think they already know what's going to happen. And that's why they're priming us for it. And so by the time all these John Browns jump up, it's going to be too late. And they're just going to be able to pick them off, take them out with relative ease.
Well, don't forget that each major department, including the IRS, has ordered so many millions of rounds of
hollow point
ammunition, which is against the law in America. So you tell me why a government entity is ordering up hollow points for these things, and then nobody's saying anything. And I'm going to tell you just like this: if I ever went on a rampage, the first ones that are going to go are everybody at MSNBC and CNN. They're going down the drain because these monkeys refuse to tell the truth. And I can't take that.
People aren't paying attention. China, Russia, and India are planning to take the United States currency down.
Can I ask a question? I need to change the subject, but it's on the same. Can anybody tell me why I heard that we were sending tanks or something over to Egypt?
16 F-16s.
And 100-something
Abrams tanks.
100-something Abrams tanks, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Can you all explain? Because, you know, I'm really dumb.
I heard a Republican half justifying the move.
I don't want to, but I'm Republican or Democrat. I just need to know, why are we sending that kind of ammunition over there to those people and they act like they love us, but they don't love us, and they've already proved that they lie?
Well, they're trying to stable. Okay, go
ability.
Ahead.
We've been doing it for the last 30 years, or actually more than that.
Who started this idea?
It all goes back to Israel. The reason why we pay this foreign aid and also military weapons to Egypt is because if Egypt says, you know what, I'm sick and tired of Israel, then everybody else around them is going to say, you know what, we are too, and it's going to be another 1967 all over again.
But that's not
and
my
that's
question.
What they don't want, and that's why we keep paying them to avoid that scenario, because as soon as we stop paying them, I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. It's going to be another six-day war, but it's going to go out a lot longer.
I'm a little dumb when it comes to this, so you have to school me on this. If I give people that I don't trust ammunition, you know, Jeff and I have been enemies for a very long time. If I come to work and give Jeff a gun, and then I come the next day and give him bullets,
mm-hmm.
why would I do that?
And then send me to a concealed carry class.
and then pay for the class and go and learn how to shoot. Why would I know this is what America does. But I don't understand who started this great idea.
It was always oil.
It's for stability in the Middle East. It's because of oil. It all goes back to oil.
Okay, we have natural gas now, and we've got wet gas, which equates to oil. My understanding.
We got more oil in the United States than the entire Middle East, but we ain't allowed to go after it.
Because of global warming,
why not?
We now have climate change, and now we.
Hey, did you hear the CNN reporters blaming the asteroid on global warming?
So
again,
we have
I have to ask you: do you think that the U.S. government is evil or stupid? What do you guys think?
They
got to be one or the other.
I think
little, no. You can be both.
No, I think they're. I think they're highly inept. I also think you've got a whole lot of Illuminati type people that are pulling the strings.
You think they're evil? You think the Illuminati is evil?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think I'll put it to you this way, and I have a different perspective. I honestly think they don't have a clue.
They don't have a clue.
People in D.C. I believe they're I believe the majority of our congressmen and our senators are there for a paycheck and for a title and an office and get some jobs and live a life. And if you couldn't write any too much on the wall that they would have to actually understand because they don't have a clue of what's going on around them. There are tons of people that, you know, go to work every day and have no idea the politics that's going on at work.
Well, I hear you.
I agree with you, Tracy. I mean,
It's like going to General Motors.
It's the shadow. It's the shadow government is what it is. It's the
right.
uber rich.
We got the dough. We'll be right back.
Am I in the chat room?
Yeah, you are.
All right, is this Alex?
Yes,
my
it
favorite,
is.
My favorite character.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because you're a libertarian, and so am I. And I think you have a lot of wisdom. I ask you, do you think the U.S. government is evil or stupid? Do you believe in the Illuminati?
The federal government, yeah, kind of. I think that the federal government needs to be disbanded and rebuilt. Not necessarily the states, but the federal government. I think it's beyond repair. That's just my opinion.
But,
it can't be fixed.
Or are they just are they evil or inept?
No, they're not inept. They're influenced by, they have evil persuasions. You know, people that are in power aren't the people actually controlling anything, and that's the problem. Like, it's all the bankers and some of the military industrial complex, a couple other interests that just run everything. And so even if you, it doesn't matter if you, people say, well, you can vote people in and out, but it's not going to matter, because even if you vote out this guy, you bring in the next guy, it's not going to matter. Same thing's going to happen.
So what happened? They're bribed or they're threatened? What do you think actually happens?
Well, for one, it just costs way too much to run for office. So unless you get those big corporate or special interest donations, you're not going to win. This is as simple as that. You're not going to win. And so that's for people to keep a job, either they sell out or they're not going to come back next term.
All right. Let me ask you that. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that's what it is, and so then, you know, as long as they're there, they're right. You know, these special interests give them laws to write and say we want this in the law, and you know they've already sold off our entire government. I mean, they sold off our defense. They've sold off our money. We don't even have money anymore. People in the government don't even know if we have any gold in Fort Knox, and some of them are saying that they don't even think it's there anymore because of the Federal Reserve Act. It's not even it's not even a government entity.
Yep.
It's an international corporation that's controlling our currency. So the entire government has just been bought and sold. And so,
but don't they see that? I mean, you know, your current president, President Obama, doesn't he want to turn things around, and doesn't he see the impending doom coming? And why don't they, or they don't see it? But they see it and they don't care? They live here too.
Here's the problem you run into by stating that. What you're saying is the entire government. Now, I have a tendency to think that it's individuals that drive this whole mess. And not so much the federal government, because the federal government, as it was constructed, did not allow for certain things to happen like this. It was these individuals that pushed this kind of agenda. So the Constitution, I think, is sound. I think you've got other individuals out there that's trying to, to take us in a different direction.
So, again, like the Illuminati-type people, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like using that word because it's associated with so much conspiracy theory there's some conspiracy going on, definitely. I'm sure of it. I don't know if it's the Illuminati or Bilderberg Group or whatever, but something's.
But again, let's talk just about the president right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't he want the best thing for this country? I mean, he lives here. His children live here. If he knows he's doing something that's going to lead to destruction, why would he do that? I can't believe they're evil, that they're doing this on purpose, that they see you, what you see.
Well, here's the thing you run into. I mean, did Hitler think that he was doing something wrong? I mean, I'm comparing, not comparing him to Hitler, but I'm saying, did he think he was doing something wrong? No.
So he believes he's doing the best thing for the country. He thinks he's going to lead us out of this.
Yeah, that's what he believes, I think everybody believes they're doing the right thing. Everybody acts, you know, no matter how heinous people act, most people believe that what they're doing is right. But, you know, Obama, he's an elitist. You know, he's one of those people that think that, you know, we know what's best for you, and one of those type of people. So what he's doing, he thinks that's the right thing to do. But he may not know, you know, he may not be in the know of I'm sure he's not in the meetings where all the decisions are being made. He just gets the memo.
I mean, really? Like, come on.
I can agree with you there, Alex. I really can.
Presidents are just puppets. I mean, presidents don't have any real
power. Why doesn't he? Can't he say that? Can he come to the people and say, listen, people are controlling me and I need some help?
No.
Because here's the thing.
He could say that. But he would be.
Why can't George W. say now? Say, hey, listen, this is what was going on when I was there. We've got to stop this. I mean, that's why it's hard for me to believe.
He'd be killed. I mean, you got to understand that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's John Grisham.
Previous presidents have written, Woodrow Wilson, and some others have talked about how the government is totally hijacked by say the banking interests. They've wrote about it, and you know, and then you've had actual congressmen, people in Congress, who have disappeared. They literally died. They were assassinated when they tried to say derail the Federal Reserve System. Because they saw how corrupt it was, you know. They're just printing money out of thin air. It's not backed by anything, and you know, they give money to their friends and then charge everybody else interest for that money.
Why wasn't Ron Paul killed? Why isn't he afraid?
Well, because
Ron Paul doesn't know.
Because now they have control of the media. Because now they have control of the media now. And so they don't have to kill everybody. Now they can just discredit you through the media. And
right.
If that doesn't work, I guarantee you, if the discreditation doesn't work through the media, I guarantee you, then they'll kill you.
Hi,
everybody. The thing is, it's not the government. Like Alex is saying, it's really – I'm reading a book about the banking system, about how it started and everything, how did the money start and everything. And it's amazing. Every American should read this. The fractional reserve thing, the division of the fraction, that's crazy. That's basically having some people – basically
you
if a bank
are
has
– on the air. 438, talk to me.
Hey, Jeff, it's Stanley. How are you?
Hey, Stan.
Hey, Stanley.
Hey. I'm reading a book that because Alice said something about fractional reserve and everything, it's not the government the problem. The real problem is the banking system. And like Alice is saying in the thing is, the banking system is controlling the government. It's not the government. Government has just maybe 1% of control.
Oh, my God.
Not England. If you want to go to the real thing, go to the banking. I'm sorry. Fractional reserve, how many Americans know that? I didn't even know that.
I got a question for you because when the banking system, you know, you're talking about the Fed, the Federal Reserve.
Yes, I'm talking about the Federal Reserve. But I'm talking about something that Alex talked about one time, which was the fractional thing. That means that if you have, let's say, in the bank, you have $1,000, the bank is allowed to basically decide to say, you know what, we're going to have. I'm going to loan you instead of $10,000 because that's fractional reserve. They're allowed to invest money out of nowhere. I didn't know that.
I'm guessing you're reading The Creature from Jekyll Island.
I don't know. I'm reading a book about the banking.
What's the title of the book, Stanley?
The Ascent of Money. It basically explains everything, how money started.
Okay.
Hold on, Stanley. Slow down.
Stanley.
Slow down.
You need to read.
Hold on. Hand me that pen, Jeff.
You need to read The Creature from Jekyll Island to understand,
okay.
Because The Federal Reserve came out of the government.
Okay.
It was created by an act of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Under good old
Woody Wo.
Woody
Wo.
Woody Wood.
Another fine Democrat progressive.
Fine man.
Jeff, they call
not a racist bone. Not a racist bone in his body.
Who called you a progressive? Whoever did don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Beatrice called me a progressive this morning.
He did.
But the question I want to ask Tracy, you and Six maybe knows about it. Do you think that, I think personally that by reading that book and everything, I think there's only 1,000 people that control the whole world with the money system. I really believe that.
Okay. Stanley, you're honing in on it, son.
Yep, you're getting it.
Stanley, and those 1,000 people are manipulating the whole system.
I agree with that.
Hold on. And those you have what you call the elitists. And we have the people, and we have the puppets called the politicians, who blindly for 30 pieces of silver blindly follow the elitist agenda. And the American people, because of their ignorance, don't have a clue that there's an agenda in the works and or being moved forward.
Well, that's
what
why you
can we do. What can we do to stop this?
But you know, we can do.
Yeah,
We try it every, you know, doing this every day, talking about books, talking about stuff, getting people to listen in, telling people the truth, and not that we want you to think like us, saying, you know what, let me go and read about it. Let me find out what Alex is saying and what 216 is saying and what Stanley is saying, and then take all the information and deciphering it and then making our own judgment. See, that's what journalism is all about. It's really not about let me tell you what I think and then you believe what I say.
Which is what they practice right now.
Because right now we have talking heads that ask a bunch of questions, and they already know the answers to. They won't ask the hard questions. And most people have no idea that the people that they send to the legislature never write a bill themselves.
I'm going to tell you one thing, too. These are for only people that will take on what I say. And, Stanley, one day you'll understand something that I'm saying here. There are a lot of churches that teach the truth about this system and what it's doing. You have to find them, but they're out there. And the thing is I'm not talking about people that play church or play religion every weekend, just like it was war games or something, they play church. I'm talking about people that really believe, are believers, and really live it. Because they're warning about this stuff, and they're warning about these leaders. They're warning about the things that are coming on the earth because God has revealed them. And it's all coming true just like the Bible said it would. Not little deviations here or there, exactly like the Bible says it is.
But
too deep to get into here. We can't do it.
But if you want to know, I mean, in 216, what you asked is how do we change it? We continue to bring information to the table and then let people go and think about it. What people don't do anymore is think on their own. And we're all guilty of it. How many of us really know our best friend's phone number anymore? Because now we have
a
phone. We got a phone.
Remembers
we got a phone. Right. And so
you're right.
And so right now everything does everything for us, so we're not memorizing anything, and so we're not learning anything, and we're not critically thinking, and we're just following. So when the phone goes out and they say, well, what's his number? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a clue. I talk to him every day. And so we have to continue to have this conversation and to find information and bring it to the table and let people know about the Federal Reserve and let people know about what's going on in Washington and let people know about how the election process works and what the platforms are and what the agendas are and how to be a part of it. Because the government is good, but it's only as good as the people that participate in it and that understand it.
But I think to be a part of it, we need to teach the next generation or our generation to be more producer than consumers.
Forget it, Sammy. It has nothing to do with that, because you're not gonna teach them to produce anything if the government has control of your life. And this is what we were trying to tell you about the election and how it's going to turn out. There's not going to be any open production like that anymore. It's all going to be controlled because the government has taken it over. Can't you see it?
Yeah, I can tell.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Good. I was just going to pretty much co-sign what you just said, because I'm an engineer. I'm a consultant. I make a lot of products. I probably make half a dozen products every year designed from consumer electronics, different things like that. And I can tell you from my observations over the last few years is that nobody has any money. And the only companies that have, like, decent profits are the ones that happen to have some cash cow contract or grant with the government. And so every company, every big company, they only spend when they're waiting on, you know, some legislation to be passed by Congress, and then they get money. And then that trickles down to the subcontractors and or people like me, like when they need a specialist to different, consultants or whatever. Or if there's new buildings and construction being done, it's because you know everyone's waiting, looking up, waiting for the Fed to print more money.
Well,
exactly.
And even on a smaller level than that, Alex, I've got a friend that has a hearing aid business, and he said when he went into business, everybody just wrote him a check. Now he's having to come up with payment plans.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say to you, other caller. Now, listen to me. Watch this, and this is something that it'll give you a little bit of a key. Watch when you're going to see major separation of churches from the state. You're going to see it, and you're going to see a difference in how those churches survive, and how the rest of the occupation of the people survive. There's going to be a separation of a sense, and then and that's going to last for a little while.
Jeff, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying
we don't understand what you're talking
about. I'm just saying.
When you say separation of the church, what
in
do you
other
mean?
Words, the church is going to get off the economy.
What do you mean?
They're going to get off the economy. They're going to get off the grid, just like
you mean.
Not like the Amish. They'll live probably just as good as everybody else.
Now, when you say, you're talking about your Pentecostal churches.
But rely on each other.
I'm talking about churches that study, whether they be Pentecostal or non-Pentecostal.
Okay, so
real live people that are looking.
When you say they're going off the grid, I mean, you're saying that they will start paying taxes and start, or what?
They won't have to pay taxes except on land. They'll get off the grid. They won't have to go to a grocery store. They won't have to. They won't have to go to a doctor outside.
So they'll almost be like a Waco.
Almost. In spots. It won't be in one area. It'll be different areas. You're going to deal with all of that. You're going to deal with all of that. So, but my point is not to, just to say that. I'm just saying you watch it. You watch for that. Because I see that happening. I really see that getting ready to happen. And it's going to be a necessity. And the reason why it's going to be a necessity, because we cannot be part of a system anymore that kills children. We cannot be part of a system anymore that tells you cannot believe that two men and two women can't be together.
But now, hold on, Jeffy, because I got to throw this into the
mix. No, do what you want to do.
You're talking about, going off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed something with the storm this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize it's highly impossible almost to live off of a grid? I mean, to live off the land? I mean, seriously,
No, it isn't, Tracy.
Yes,
it sure ain't. It's impossible if you live in the middle of Manhattan. But the thing is...
It's not down here.
It's not out in different places. You buy land, you're okay.
You agree with that, Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People doing pretty good down here in Florida, I tell you. Right outside of Orlando.
Right.
Backwoods home, baby. Backwoods home.
Crazy. If I had to live out in the wilderness, I could be the head butcher because I know how.
I know how
to kin skill.
That's why I was saying back in the Great Depression, the focus was on people in the cities. But the people in the country, like my grandparents, they had everything they needed. They didn't have money, but they weren't hurting for no food, or they didn't have to stand in no soup line, and they couldn't get processed sugar, but they made their own sugar. They had molasses. They had other things that they used. But it's just folks that are congregated and stuck in the city, but they have no means of providing, and growing stuff for themselves.
There's another thing about the Depression that people don't know that much about. There was no U.S. government currency, so a lot of communities made their own currency.
like
for trading within the community.
You know who's doing that now?
And it's gold. Well, and it was backed by gold a lot of times too. Which
yeah.
is why they had to come confiscate it in 1933.
Virginia's doing it now.
Virginia's gonna start minting their own silver currency for the state.
Hey, I gotta change the subject again.
Gold and silver.
Is it next to a break, Jeff, coming up?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
I just got a press release from the National Gay Lesbian Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be an announcement for benefits for gay, lesbian, and bisexual military families.
Mm-hmm.
What is a bisexual military family?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's anybody you want in the house, I guess.
I tell you what. Now, here's the problem you run into. Here's the problem you run into, Tracy.
They're gonna
have to deal with the UCMJ. They're gonna, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. They're going to have to revisit the UCMJ.
Yeah,
because
it's still illegal,
they've got to redo it, because a lot of their stuff that they're talking about is in the United States, in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it breaks the Uniform Code of Military Justice as it exists today.
That's right.
There are certain provisions in there, and it's illegal, and they're going to have to take care of it.
South Carolina, help me out. What are y'all talking about?
Sodomy is punishable under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Sodomy is fornication.
I gotta go. I had to change because I just got it and it was just coming up and I can't. I don't understand transgender and bisexual health benefits. I don't. What does that mean?
That means anybody you want to bring in the house are going to have to pay for now.
It means that in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, they shall be married and giving in marriage.
No, but I mean seriously, what is a bisexual military family?
It means you can have one guy and a girl. Or two girls and one guy, or you know, you can flip flop whichever way you want to.
No.
The boy stand one night and the girl
interchangeable.
Stand the next night.
But who am I married to?
Doesn't matter.
Well, and
might be both of them.
So now we've got gay marriage. How long till we're back to polygamy?
Well, no, go ahead.
How long?
I need for somebody to help me out and help me understand. I don't know. Bisexual means you go both ways, right?
Exactly.
Last I
checked. Exactly.
That's what that means, right?
So exactly.
If you have homosexual marriage, how do you have a bisexual marriage?
You
got to have polygamy to go with it.
It's like me, right?
Tracy,
I'm a lesbian.
Yes, I know it sounds like
a we're going to break. We're going to break, South. Hold that up. We'll be right back.
I'm going to call you on the phone because I want
to. Are
we in the chat room?
Yeah.
I just want. I gotta go, but it's really nice talking to you guys. I love. I listen to you guys every day. Like I said, you guys are great. So, but I'll be listening the rest of the day.
Bye, guys. All right. You too.
All right. Yep. So long. Bye bye.
Alex.
Yes.
Alex. Let's go back to something because I'm reading the book of the banking and everything. How did it go all the way there? I know how the bank started. It started by Goldsmith that basically were people that were keeping the gold for everybody, and they realized that they could make money off people because less and less people were going back to them for the gold because the gold was transferred with paper, and that's why paper is the thing with the money. And then after a while, the Goldsmith decided to basically say, we're going to take a chance and we're going to act like we're going to loan that money that we don't have to other people and have interest on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they grow from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 10. And now we're up to, 10 fractional? I don't know how much it is for banks now.
Yeah, they only have to have 10% of what they
okay.
loan out. Like if they loan you $1,000, they only have to have $100 in actually in their vault.
Okay. But I also read in the book that they said also that the bankers go to the feds, get the money. Let's say they get $1 million. The Fed tells them to pay a low interest, and they take that same money and put a higher interest to us, and they get the profit in their pocket. Is that true?
Well, that's just business, Stanley.
That's just
the price of doing business. I mean,
that's not making business. That's our own money. That's the money that we did. We basically go to the Fed.
Stanley,
to get that money.
Here's the thing. That's why it's called interest. When you borrow money from someone, they may or may not charge you interest. If they do charge you interest, then you've got to pay it. That's just the cost of borrowing money. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
But the thing that you don't understand is our money. They're not borrowing money from them. It's the money that we have. If they're not borrowing it, they're not giving you the interest of the interest that the Fed are giving them to the bank. Like the Fed gives them an interest of 0.005, and we get an interest of 4%, 5%, 6%, and that money doesn't change.
Okay.
Well, there's a problem with that.
No, it's not.
Well, Stanley, I'm gonna tell you this. When it comes to free market capitalism, I have no problem with a bank charging interest because the interest rate is going to go up and down based on the market, and I support that. But the problem with the banking system is that it's not that they charge interest. It's that, let's say a bank gets $1 million from the Fed. They can loan out more than $1 million, and that's where the fraud comes in. They have these paper bills or it's just digital on a computer, and they can loan out not $1 million, but they can loan out $10 million. And so, and that's where the fraud comes in, because now they can generate an extra $10 million out of thin air. That's the problem. Now, if they put out loans and say, well, you got to pay me back with interest, I don't have a problem with that. But because
it's the counterfeit that you have a problem with. It's the thing. Yeah, I understand.
It's the fraud. It's the fraud.
Yeah,
I mean,
Hold on. Are you saying it's fraud and unethical or?
The government is supposed to do two things. They're supposed to protect contracts and they're supposed to protect from fraud. Okay, and so it's fraud if they can generate money out of thin air.
1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600-WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again.
Yeah. I just want to know.
What happened, Tracy?
Stanley and them were talking in the chat room about money and all. It was a really interesting conversation. No one has answered my question because I don't know when. No one is. Y'all trying to talk around me.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Stanley, tell me, what is a bisexual relationship?
A bisexual relationship.
I think relationship is a guy who's able to sleep with a man and able to sleep with a woman who has attracted to both sex.
So how am I married?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think you would have to get married with a man, and you would have to get married to, it's polygamy. So you would be married to two people.
That's what I said.
Actually, no. Actually, no. Married.
So what do I have to do, South Carolina? Because I'm confused. Because I don't understand us giving benefits to bisexuals when you can only either have a heterosexual or a homosexual relationship, but you can't have a bisexual relationship because you'd have to have multiple people within the relationship. If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. Marriage would be null and void. It would not exist.
All I have to do is marry a transsexual.
All right, we'll go back to money
now. That's true. I mean, I suppose it's kind of
that's wrong, Jeff. That is wrong. It's right, but it's wrong.
I think, Tracy, that's more like an open relationship or open marriage, what we would talk about.
Yeah, but who has the benefits? I mean, are you following me? Where's this benefit package coming in?
She's talking about military families getting benefits. And they
put bisexuals into the benefit package.
That means if I go pick up Joe Blow off the street and decide that I want to keep him at the house, and I go pick up Susie, you know, well, I can't say that on the air.
No.
But pick up Susie. Jeff knows what I was getting ready to say. Susie. and decide that I want to keep her at the house, too. Then I've got those two people there. I'm bisexual. I can claim both of them.
There's no way. Wait a minute. We can't be paying for two people or three people in a house.
Why not?
But Tracy, here's the whole point is you now have to accommodate me because of my sexual appetite. Now what's going to be the kicker is, and people say, oh man, you're talking about this free slow. No. The kicker is going to be when there's multiple marriages, or some cat decides that he wants to, make love to his not so hot soap.
No, no, we're not doing the dog thing yet. I'm just trying to find out how
the next.
I'm being serious. I'll go back to Monday. I was really confused because I don't understand this bye thing. Because you have to have three to have a bye because you can't even have a one or another, but you can't have a bye. So who are you paying for and who's the government?
The next step's going to be polygamy. It's going
to
have
to. Yeah, it has to be. I think it was just a blunder. They just accidentally let that in, and so now it's just going to open the way for polygamy. It's like, well, how can I have a bisexual marriage? If you know, so I think Styx is right. Polygamy is next, and because if you allow homosexual marriage, then you can't deny any other kind of marriage. In my opinion,
no,
you have to allow
that
polygamy and everything else.
And the liberals will say that, oh man, those fear mongers, those hate mongers, those homophobes, and so on and so forth. They're demonizing everything and calling the slippery slope. And guess what? We're right.
But think about this too, Tracy. In the last days, the Bible says that in the last days, seven women will lay hold on one man, and that could some take that as meaning the seven churches will look for covering. Under one person or one particular thing, but I think it might be just literal the way it was said.
But I'm just saying. I mean, you think
about that because we're way outnumbered by you all now, and you guys, you ain't gonna be able to get benefits unless you get married. The way this thing is running,
I'm just saying if the way it reads, that's why I brought it up in the middle of the conversation. The way it reads,
mm-hmm.
it reads as though it's a separate, and I don't understand how you could have benefits for bisexuals. When you're either one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back to your money talk. I'll try to
find yourself a he.
I'll try to read.
There are he she's.
You get your transsexual.
No, a morphidite.
No. Because there's not that many. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a little naive. I'm a little slow. Are you following where I'm coming from?
They put it
in a federal press release.
Yeah.
But and South Carolina is right because they're going to have to do something about rewriting the UCMJ because, you know, you can be sent to court martial for this stuff.
That, no doubt, and it's crazy. It's real crazy. Think about this stuff though. How did we get here? And Stanley, I know you're on the line, and I don't know whether you agree with that stuff or don't agree with it, but. How do we get here from when I was a kid, we were watching Leave It to Beaver. And that was entertaining.
I mean, well, we've said it. You mean it all came out of we talked about it earlier. It came out of the 60s agenda.
Yeah.
The feminist agenda. I'm sorry, but I've been doing a little bit of reading and a little bit of studying, and I am 100% totally convinced that it comes and all stems from the feminist agenda. And why do I say that?
Because you're a male chauvinist.
I might be a male chauvinist, but I will say this. I'm a firm believer of what happened in Genesis. Eve was deceived. Adam was disobedient. But I believe that every time we've had a major fall in our lives, in our situation, it has been a situation where someone has been deceived, by a woman. And I'm going to say this. I said this. I put it on my Facebook page over the weekend.
Tracy and friends.
I was just going to make this one statement, and then you can jump all over me.
Okay.
The average black male acts like a black female.
You know, I think so. I happen to be one of those. I agree. I believe that we have feminized men to the point where
America's being feminized.
Absolutely.
Right this minute.
Yeah, we're destroying our warrior class.
I think
this homosexuals in the military thing is more of that. It's just another nail in the coffin. I really do believe that.
It's crazy. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You know,
Everything is women, and you know, I'm not mad at women for gaining ground. Thank God that many of them are gaining ground, but God, help
me
with
Nancy Pelosi. Look at what we're doing to our boys that act like boys. Look at the punishment.
You smack their hands every time they do something wrong.
You get two little boys that run around the schoolyard with pointing their fingers at each other, saying bang, 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 and you expel them.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy what we're doing to our men in this country.
Man, we played tackle football in my backyard.
You guys
no helmet.
You guys agree with that?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You guys agree with that? I think too, Alex. What about you? Do you think that's right?
I do. I think in general, yeah, there's a feminization going on.
Oh, absolutely. 330. Okay.
So we are feminizing our men. Mm-hmm. We're making our women masculine. We are eroding the family. We are blowing up our currency, and we're giving our enemies foreign weapons, giving our enemies weapons on foreign land, along with information.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound like a recipe for the collapse of a culture?
And we're producing less and less things, and we're being more consumers than producers.
You're bringing up, you know what you're doing? That's like sweeping your whole floor, and then you want to look in the corner and see a BB that fell over there and say, we need to get that BB. You know, when actually you need to scrub the whole floor. Because what you're just saying, one will control the other, Stan. You're not going to produce anything out of a strained society where banks aren't loaning money as venture capitalists. They're not doing it.
But, Jeff, we have to change the mentality. We have to stop. Let me just finish my thought. We have to stop telling people, go get a job. We have to tell people to do, how do you create something that allows you to finance what you have to do?
They don't have the money.
Stanley, you're right.
You don't need money to create. That's a philosophy that every. That's wrong. You don't need money,
Alex,
to create a business or to create
Alex.
An entrepreneur and everything.
Alex,
answer
Stanley, please, and then Matt is going to be your turn.
Alex, you know, through the internet, there's a lot of things you don't need to have money to do it.
That's true to an extent, but there's only so far you can go. I mean, in this. You know, because everybody is in debt. I mean, to something.
You ever watch Shark Tank? You ever watch Shark Tank on TV?
Of course I did.
Okay. Well, what are those people coming for?
Money.
They're coming to get more loans and everything because they want to expand their business.
Okay. So now.
Or some of them come or say, I don't know what I need to do anymore, and I basically want to have a direction of what that is.
What I'm trying to tell you is there's only, he just told you, and it's very true, there's only so far you can go.
Yes,
that's the bottom.
But Jeff, through the internet, there's a lot of things that have been opened that didn't was before.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that you could do in the internet, you couldn't do it if you didn't have the money. E-commerce is getting bigger and bigger. That's one thing you couldn't do to have money. Jeff, let me ask you a question. Do you know who is the number one, one of the number one biggest enterprise there is in the United States? One of the biggest.
Who?
Amazon. That's all internet.
But the
Amazon
thing is do you think...
Do you know how much worth is Amazon? $28.1 billion.
Stanley, can you buy an Amazon?
You could buy anything through Amazon.
No. My point is, are they making little Amazons and selling them?
No, they're doing...
Because it was a .com, it was a creative...
No, Jeff, you're making the point. You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing
Amazon
any point.
Yes, you're making the point. If it wasn't for the internet, Amazon wouldn't be worth $21.1 billion.
But see, this is what you're...
Yeah, but everybody who uses the internet has an internet bill. So, you
thank
know, even
you.
If you use the internet, you need
Stanley,
to have income.
Stanley, you got listen. It's like Google. We all had the opportunity to jump in, but those that were at the table first won. We have to realize that. Okay. Capital comes, but if you don't ease up on regulations, you will not get the capital because, as Alex said earlier, you don't have the money for the capital.
Stanley, let me explain something to you. This Dodd-Frank bill, what they've done is, I was just talking to my business banker the other day. I would like to buy some more rental houses. The bank is forbidden by the Dodd-Frank regulations to loan me money for rental houses. But I can go buy a $50,000 pickup truck tomorrow morning. They'll give me money for two or three of those.
Absolutely.
In fact, the regulations are so strong, they told me they had another client, a very wealthy client. They just gave him a $50,000 line of credit, and they were afraid that they were going to go buy rental houses with the $50,000 line of credit. And they could end up in trouble with the bank regulators if the bank regulators found out that they took this unsecured line of credit and bought rental houses with it. That's what your Dodd-Frank bill has done to us.
Okay, and I agree what you're saying, Six, but by the same token, like Alex said, the bank are already doing counterfeit or fraud, and we're depending on the system that's doing fraud in front of our face.
But see, Stanley, I want to go to Matt, but I listen to this. Let's talk about the health care bill. Just briefly. They didn't go after the insurance companies. They went after health care in general. All they had to do was make health care insurance available to everyone. That's not what they did. We need to understand, when you start talking about the banking and money and loaning and getting what you have to get, they had no business going after the small business employer. You got to understand what it comes – no, seriously, because companies now deal with banks for their capital, and for they had floats. So if you couldn't make payroll, you had almost like an equity loan that you could always go in and borrow money from it so that you could make your payroll and still be able to survive and invest in your company. We are open.
But Tracy, you're not answering the question. How can you depend on the bank that's doing fraud in front of our face every day?
But like, because you keep on looking at a Bank of America or a small bank.
I'm looking at any bank. That's fraud. If we
no,
try
Stanley,
to do it and you would
not,
do
look,
it,
listen,
we would get
at the wrong bank. You got to go look at the Bank of the World.
Stanley,
your
government, the United States government, created the Federal Reserve System. We had no national bank in this nation before 1913. Your elected representatives created this mess.
Can I point one thing out?
I just want to point one more thing out to Stanley. Is that you brought up like an Amazon.com. I don't know if you've ever gone through the process with a company of going public before, but I have, because I've actually made a few products with companies that have gone public. And people think that, I can just put my company on the stock market. It doesn't work that way. To get a public offering, I mean, it takes a minimum of $150,000, sometimes as much as $500,000, and that comes from investment bankers. And so where does that capital come from? I mean, even when you're talking about the Internet and all this, but Amazon, they went public. That's one of the reasons why, or Google and companies like that. But where does that capital come from? You know, it's coming from investment bankers, and so it's not as straightforward as you may think. There's a lot of capital that's needed to get to the point of saying Amazon. A bank isn't just going to give you $150,000 just so you can go public. It doesn't happen that way. There's a lot of contingent considering.
But there's more and more people getting richer because of the Internet, Alex, compared to the generations. There's studies
about absolutely that. But the thing is think about this, Stanley. Okay, in my little area, we have in the little town we're located in, we only have 50,000, 60,000 people, down from 140 some years ago. Now, a lot of those people don't even know how to use a computer, much less be able to go ahead and create something to get something. How do you expect them to get something to create or get the idea to create something when the government has locked down everything? And they can't get above a certain wrong.
I'm not trying to go too far, but I want to say this. Let's go back to General Motors and the bankruptcy that they said it wasn't a bankruptcy, but it was a managed bankruptcy.
Right.
We have put ourselves in a position to where our government has now become commerce, and it's not supposed to be. And they have overregulated, and they've regulated the housing bubble when they could have stopped it before it happened. We need to understand that our government is now working against us when it comes to capital and fueling businesses with money. And it's not supposed to be that way. Our government was supposed to be the infrastructure for us to build a platform for growth, not for us to limit our growth because of regulations and building. That's why you can't get money from banking. And when you're talking about banking, you're not talking about your local corner bank. You've got to go to your World Bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, why don't you go ahead and jump in there, bro?
Yeah, I just looked out the window. It's not Friday yet. just letting you know. One of the things that people don't seem to understand or they don't try to figure out is the government, anybody really in charge of making laws and such, they don't really pay attention to cause and effect. Usually any law is made out of an emergency, and it's made very hastily to try and treat the problem on the surface without thinking about what the cause and effect will be. You look at something like, the New Deal with Social Security and a lot of the welfare entitlements that came out of that. All of these laws that they pass, though it looks good on the surface, and a lot of people applaud that because they're like, well, throw money at the situation. If somebody's poor, give them money, like with the housing bubble. If somebody needs a house, throw them money. Let them get that house. Well, cause and effect is something that our lawmakers need to really start paying attention to, because that's a big reason why we're at where we're at, because nobody looks at the ramifications of what they're doing. And by the time we find that these ramifications come around to and start destroying, you just make another law to try to cover that up, and it's just it's compiling. And cause and effect, man. It's got to make sense.
You mentioned. Don't forget that we have. You talked about the housing bubble. Don't forget about student loans now.
Well, the perfect example of one law chasing another was they passed Sarbanes-Oxley because of the first banking crisis, which created mark-to-market, which created the second housing crisis, which gave us Dodd-Frank. I mean, that right there is a perfect example. I mean, it never stops. Right.
It never ends.
And instead of fixing problems, the same thing they're doing with amnesty now.
Right. They're going to screw it up.
Instead of fixing the problem, going back to who's in control of what.
What Stix was talking about with the rental properties and with Dodd-Frank, the effect of that, because I was just arguing with my banker a couple months ago, because they wouldn't loan me money to buy these. I want to buy a few properties because here, I could pick up a few houses that's actually going into foreclosure, that's in foreclosure, and they're only like $20,000 a piece. But they have this arbitrary limit. Well, we don't let you buy a house for less than $50,000, so the loan can't be used to buy that. And it's like, what are you talking about? This is insane. So you'd rather have these houses sit there, do nothing and just be an eyesore to these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I can hit these things, turn them around, literally $20,000 a piece, and they're not
right in,
like, terrible neighborhoods,
right,
but just the property has eroded. I've already had people look at it. I already had contractors. I already have quotes on how I can fix it, and turn a really good profit. But, the bank won't even they'll loan $200,000 to do something else that I don't even need to do. But they won't.
Right.
me $50,000 to turn around two small houses.
That doesn't make sense.
It's insane.
And it's more government regulation. I got a friend. He can get money from Housing and Urban Development to build brand new units, but he can't get a nickel to buy old units and rehab them.
It'll cost much less money.
So what we're going to do is we've got a glut of open properties, of vacant properties. So we're going to build more properties, instead of fixing up the vacant ones so people can live in them. I mean, it's just absolute insanity.
And that's exactly what I have here in Stowe on my street. It's a decent neighborhood, nice people. It's an older neighborhood, a lot of older people on the street, and it's pretty quiet. But I'm sitting with 3-4 abandoned houses across the street from me, one of which is ridiculously out of control with repairs. And the other one isn't a bad house, but it's been sitting there vacant because of foreclosure. It's been sitting there vacant for a little over a year now. So it's a crazy problem. It's really not that hard to fix, but they're just not jumping on it.
Why, but the question is, why is it that America won't allow Americans to invest to make America grow?
Well, it's because of this. Some will, Trey. Some will.
What do you mean some will?
You said, why won't Americans invest so America?
No. Why won't America, when I talk about banking, the laws, the regulations?
Oh, no. They're not in it for you to make it.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The dream.
That
the
is
impossible
over.
Dream.
That ended 40 years ago.
What? To fight?
The unbeatable foe.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that?
And ended so, 40 years ago.
I can tell you what's happened.
Huh?
Is you had people like the Rockefellers and the Carnegies.
Ain't they did?
That wanted no regulation when they were coming up, but as soon as they got up and they got power, they hired politicians to create laws to keep anybody from coming behind them.
Are y'all listening?
Who's surviving all of this that's going on now?
Me?
No.
George Soros.
The people like George Soros, the people that own Walmart, the
Carlos,
people that own
Carlos Slim.
Yes. Right.
Hold on. So if America can't, we're almost done with the day, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. If America can't dream the dream, how can America actually be a part of the American dream? And I didn't say that to be redundant or rhetorical. What I'm saying is, look at what we're saying. How can we tell our young people to go out and get an education, rise up and do something, and put your ingenuity and your life to work? And when we don't allow them to have any dreams anymore,
they want you under their control. They are going to get a situation, and they're going to wipe out as many people as they possibly can. Understand that. Understand that that's a real view of the progressives.
You sound like
they have taken over most of your party, okay, the Democrat Party. And they're in the Republican Party as well. Why you think we keep getting these milquetoast, limp-wrist people running for president? You don't have anybody running for president that nobody wants to believe in. That's why 3 million people sat home. It ain't because you didn't have a moderate person to run. You had moderates. You had the moderates. They don't want moderate anymore. They want somebody that got some guts. That's what they want.
So my
3 million stayed home.
Look at our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came in, I started talking about people being passive in America.
Yep.
How can you light a fire when the world is passive like that? I mean, you understand where I'm coming from? Look at that, what I'm saying.
Unfortunately, we're in a position
now. How do you get them to be engaged in government and actually want to have a revolution here in America so that they can have a future when we are throwing it out the window?
Unfortunately, these people are going to – somebody's going to have to die.
Do you realize that if we're not careful, we're all going to become the Housewives of Atlanta? And the Jersey Shore. I'm serious. And the no substance Kardashians. I'm serious.
That is funny.
I think we can turn it all around with one single act. And
what's
I think
impeachment?
I think
if we now?
Well, well, you don't have to impeach anybody, but you can turn it all around by repealing the 16th Amendment. Which allowed to tax people unapportioned, you know, because that's what ushered in the progressive income tax, or the more like if we actually say to each other that, you know, we're all Americans and we should all be treated fairly, and so if I'm not willing to take a 30% or 40% tax, then I should not vote for you to be taxed by that. And if we do that, then overnight the government will be forced to It would be forced to balance his budget, for one. And then it would stop all this nonsense of basically, you know, the growth of the government, which is the problem. And then it would automatically send the power of generating an economy back to the people and to the states and everything. And, you know, and people will stop looking up then, because all these regulations would automatically be repealed because the federal government wouldn't have the power to, or the, even the funds to fund it.
That would be like telling the giant not to eat Jack when the giant's in control. That it's a great idea, and I'm totally about it. But you're telling the U.S. government not to collect taxes.
Well, no.
I'm not saying
saying repeal the 16th Amendment.
I'm saying repeal the 16th Amendment, because when the Constitution was originally written, the taxes had to be apportioned. So if I was taxed, no matter what my income was, everybody had to be taxed by the same rate, whether it's 10%. If it was 50%, the poor would have to pay 50% and the rich would have to pay 50%. But there's no way they can get away with that now. We're taxing the rich, 40, almost 50%. And if you tax the poor that, the country would be in revolt tomorrow morning. And so, but that's one reason why they can get away with that. And then you got politicians that just want to keep growing the government. So they keep looking for more and more things to tax. Oh, where's the money over there? Let's tax this. There's some money over there. Let's tax
and
they that.
And they're finding it, too.
Oh, they're finding every. I mean, tomorrow I'll bring in the number, but I think we work like 230 some days.
Too long.
To get to make a profit.
Absolutely. 773, you're on there.
Hi, Chicago.
Well, I think you have to be creative. I come to a knock that a lot of these internet sites and blogs, the government bankers already look into these blogs and have certain either ex-politicians or ex-people that worked in the military to basically find certain talent or product that they can buy. I agree with Stanley. The e-commerce business is the smart way to go for anybody that's trying to create a business.
Quickly as well.
It is. It does help.
But you can't manufacture online. You understand what I'm saying?
But you make money by manufacturing.
You're doing drop shipping. That's what a lot of people do.
No. You have to be able to. If I come with a design on something, Stanley, I have to create a prototype of it, one. Then I have to try to produce enough of it to get somebody interested in either backing it, buying it, or selling it outright. And the thing is the banks aren't...
But see, Stanley, but e-commerce does not employ.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. America runs by manufacturing. That's what grows the economy, really.
Today's time, with manufacturing has left America, to be self-employed, if you start a business, e-commerce business, you are to self-employ yourself.
Listen, guys.
So actually,
we're talking about world. Chicago, we're talking about, economy. For us to make money, my neighbor needs to make money, too. See, I can't make money and my neighbor not make money because I need to be able to employ him. Manufacturing makes money because it has a trickle-down effect and a trickle-out. It actually supports the infrastructure of your whole community.
In the words of my father, we can't have an economy based on everybody washing each other's clothes.
Right.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's very good. And see, so the thing is some things will have to be very fixed, but the thing is you're going to have to deal with why they're dumbing down all the currencies of the world right now. United States is printing money like water. You cannot survive, and we'll talk about this tomorrow because it's 90 seconds, as you all heard.
We do appreciate you guys listening in. Yes. Thanks for starting the show. Steve, I'm sorry I was late for the meeting this morning.
All right.
But I want you to say a prayer for the Brown family. We had a hit and run here in the valley, and he was a wonderful kid. He didn't do anything wrong. He just was going out and stepped up. And there was a hit and skip, so I hope they find the person to hit and skip them.
Me three.
God bless you guys. Have a good day.
God bless, and we'll see you later. Now, why didn't you do what you're supposed to do?
330-781-9600, 1-800-530-WSOM, or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Thousands of people have gathered at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas, for a memorial service for slain former Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle. ABC Jim Ryan is there.
The people who have come here know about Chris Kyle's remarkable skill with a weapon. Many have read his book, but most, like Charles Gaither, never stood face-to-face with him.
I didn't know him, but, you know, I know the type, and I really appreciate what they do for us. So, I don't know, I just felt like I needed to come.